All good, a low voice cut him off. I'm just in time for the lecture. Wells glanced to the side and saw a boy named Graham walking toward them. Aside from Wells and Clark, he was the only other person from Phoenix. Yet Graham appeared to know most of the Waldenites and Arcadians by name, and they all treated him with a surprising amount of respect. Wells didn't want to imagine what he'd had to do to earn it. I wasn't lecturing anyone. I'm just trying to keep us alive. Graham raised an eyebrow. That's interesting, considering that your father keeps sentencing our friends to death. But don't worry. I know you're on our side, he grinned at Wells. Isn't that right? Wells glanced at him warily, then gave a curt nod. Of course. So? Graham went on, his friendly tone at odds with the hostile glint in his eyes. What was your infraction? That's not a very polite question, is it? Wells tried for what he hoped was a cryptic smile. I'm so sorry. Graham's face took on an expression of mock horror. You have to forgive me. You see, when you've spent the past 847 days of your life locked in the bottom of the ship, you tend to forget what's considered polite conversation on Phoenix. 847 days? Wells repeated. I guess we can assume you weren't confined for miscounting the herbs you probably stole from the storehouse. No, Graham said, taking a step toward Wells. I wasn't. The crowd fell silent, and Wells could see a few people shifting uncomfortably while others leaned in eagerly. I was confined for murder. Their eyes locked. Wells kept his expression carefully devoid of emotion, refusing to give Graham the satisfaction of seeing the shock on his face. Oh, he said carelessly. Who'd you kill? Graham smiled coldly. If you'd spent any time with the rest of us, you'd know that that isn't considered a very polite question. There was a moment of tense silence before Graham switched gears. But I already know what you did anyway. When the Chancellor's son gets locked up, word travels fast. Figures you wouldn't fess up, but now that we're having a nice little chat, maybe you can tell us exactly what we're doing down here. Maybe you can explain why so many of our friends keep getting executed after their retrials. Graham was still smiling, but his tone had grown low and dangerous. And why now? What made your father decide to send us down all of a sudden? His father. All day, absorbed in the newness of being on Earth, Wells had almost been able to convince himself that the scene on the launch deck, the sharp sound of the gunshot, the blood blooming like a dark flower on his father's chest, had been a terrifying dream.